Thank you for listening to this podcast from The Wave Ministries. Visit thewavecolumbus.com for more information.
Welcome to The Wave Podcast. I am Danny Ortiz.
Michael Redd.
Danny My Ortiz. Brother, listen, we are so excited. So the folks will know that they just heard part one of Hearing God. We got so excited. We actually recorded on the same day, part two, because we are so excited for people to hear God.
I think that's right. I think that's absolutely right. Let me just say this. It's time out again from handing over responsibility of the man behind the microphone to dictate the future of my life.
Come on.
And I know our listeners are feeling this in their hearts and in their spirits. For far too long, we've forfeited our future into the hands of a man behind the microphone.
Yeah.
You know, and when you look at it, Danny, not to go too deep in this, but the church is built off the apostle and prophet, right?
Yeah.
Ephesians 2:20.
Yep.
Those are revelatory ministries.
Yeah.
Right? Completely dependent upon the word of the Lord on where to go and how to bring heaven on earth. Right? And so we have just been absent of that. And there has been just a stifling of people's ability to be able to grow in God and to be fully optimized because they haven't heard from God themselves or been trained to hear from God themselves. So I think we're in a wonderful time within the dynamic of this podcast, number 201, by the way, to talk about the liberty, the freedom, and the opportunity to begin all over again, hear the voice of God, which is the most vital thing that we can do in life.
Man, you said so much there. The responsibility, you're 100% correct. You know, the responsibility is to mature. So true apostles and prophets will always set up an atmosphere for maturity. Always.
Yeah.
The atmosphere is not going to be set for babysitting, understanding that people are in different levels, but the key is to be growing. Like, you can do milk, but we're going to wean you off the milk, and it's going to be time to eat adult food, right? So that your teeth can be developed, so you can be developed. Yeah. And so we live in a system, you know, we said in the last podcast that let the church arise, and that the church is arising, right? The true ecclesia is arising. But part of the arising is hearing and obeying and maturing, right? And so maturing shows Jesus and image Jesus. Maturity is what image Jesus on the earth. And again, image Jesus on the earth, or having miracles flow through our lives, don't have to be that I'm just blinded eyes are open. It can be that I am responding in a Christ-like nature to a need that's around me, right? It's that someone is knowing that Jesus is impacting their situation because Jesus is flowing through you. And that can be with a kind word. That can be with gentleness. That can be with, I'm not going to get caught up in the politics of the world. I'm going to love everybody, whether you're Democrat, Republican, or create a new party. It doesn't really matter because I belong part of a kingdom. The kingdom is Jesus, right? And the kingdom, it has its own ruler and its own king. And his name is King Jesus. And that I subject my life to that. And I'm growing to that stature according to Ephesians, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the apostles and prophets are put in the fivefold ministry gift, are put in a place so that people can grow into the stature of their full sonship. Really, we're going to back to become sons of God, right? Jesus is the firstborn of my brethren, but developing the hearing, right? So again, the system teaches you how to hear men. And we've had that for so many decades on this earth. There have been decades and decades, all the way from Constantine. Let me put up a man. Let me get his stardom and listen to that man. And I think true apostles and prophets say, what is the Holy Spirit telling you? Do you have a relationship with the Holy Spirit? And understand, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So your whole existence, your faith in Christ, is predicated on the ability to hear God. And hear his word.
Yeah. No, I agree. I agree. I think, again, the guy behind the microphone has for far too long made too many personal decisions for us.
Yeah.
You know, and really, at the end, what you're describing is any role of a father or a mentor or an overseer of your life, their responsibility is for you to hear God and obey.
Yeah.
You know, for decades now, or going on decades, at least over a decade for us, what is the main advice we give anybody that comes in contact with us?
Hear and obey. Hear and obey.
and the reactions as a witness, as the reaction has also been kind of shocking.
Yeah.
It's been like, what? What does that mean?
What do you have to say? Tell me. Well, really, it tells how much you spend in the presence of God. And we left our last podcast talking about resting in the presence of God, which is a vital point, probably the most important point in hearing God is actually spending time with God and developing an ear to hear God.
Yeah.
And I know you and I had this conversation earlier, and we say hear and obey because obedience plays a huge part in hearing God.
Mm-hmm.
Right? We read it a couple of weeks ago, I think, Mike, John 10, we read that my sheep hear my voice and I know them and they follow me, right? Remember when we read all John 10 and we mm-hmm. read about hearing the voice of God. But part of it is people want to mature in their hearing, but they don't want to mature in their obeying. They don't want to obey. And you have to obey. Obedience, if you obey, it's like this, because obedience plays to trust. So can God trust you with more? Mm-hmm. And we're wanting more mm-hmm. and more and more. And God's like, I told you something 10 years ago you haven't even done, and you want mm-hmm. new revelation.
Mm-hmm.
Some of mm-hmm. us are still sitting our butts in seats that God never had to sit there and still complaining about religion. And God's like, well, I gave you the revelation that religion can't save you and religion can't do it. And you're still there and you want a new revelation, but you're not obeying that part. And he's like, when you change your address, maybe I'll give you more. Now, people don't want to hear this, but we know this as you because you mentioned fathers. Like, you know, you raised a son and a daughter. I raised three daughters. And raising our kids, part of maturing and giving them more responsibility was them doing the first thing you asked them to do, right? And then continue to doing. And then there was more to be given if they would learn from what they had done before.
Mm-hmm.
But it's wild that we don't do what he's asking, but then we're saying, God, I have a problem hearing. And God's like, I'm trying to mature your hearing, but you don't want to mature your obeying. And I'm trying to get you to obey because obedience is better than sacrifice. Mm-hmm. And I'm trying to get you to understand that my word is a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. And in order for me that thing to illuminate where you're going, I'm trying to take you somewhere. We walk by faith and not by sight. We know that. But faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Mm-hmm. Hearing God illuminates the path that's in front of you.
That's right.
But it's obeying step by step. It takes me to what happens. Ah, man. We love this story of Uzzah dying and touching the Ark of the Covenant. Mm-hmm. And that after he dies, what happens? Every six steps, they had to kill an animal, right? So that they could continue to walk every six steps. And probably part of the hearing and obeying is that we're not willing to do every six steps, surrender and sacrificing something. I know I'm talking too much, but it just hit me with that, putting all that together. You know, David had to take the Ark of the Covenant back to the house of God or to the house of God. But now, every six steps, they had to deal with the flesh. And I think part of us is having real conversations with ourselves. It's like, man, I'm trying to hear God, but I really don't want to obey him. And I didn't obey him before. Help me, Holy Spirit, to obey so I can hear him. I said a mouthful.
That's a whole nother podcast to obey. We got to get people to hear in order to. I totally agree with you. I think, you know, that's a whole nother series, obedience, right? I've got to get in position to hear.
Yeah.
And I think the scripture says there's a famine in the land, not for the word of God, but for the hearing of the word of God.
Come on.
And so we're in a famished time right now. I just think, based off what you just said, I think it's just too expensive in 2024 to date to choose a career without hearing the voice of the Lord.
Yeah.
All of what you just said about obedience, right? It's just too expensive. And I think part of the issue is this. Crisis comes about as a byproduct of consulting the Lord after you decide to do what you wanted to do. I think most people have decided to do what they want to do, and then they begin to consult the Lord after they have done what they wanted to do. I'm going to repeat that again.
Yes.
Crisis. Say,
yes, I'm going to jump on that.
No, yeah, crisis is a byproduct of consulting the Lord after you decided to do what you want to do. Most people do what they want to do and then consult the Lord afterwards.
We talked about the last podcast about you think you got until the God things that only He can do come into play.
Now let me say this. I say that with all boldness because I do it all the time.
No, we do it, but we've seen it done too.
Yeah.
We do it for sure. And we've seen it done. How many folks have we walked with and how many times have we done it where we are stepping backwards and say, instead of saying, and this is the funny part about it, because instead of admitting we miss God, we'll make every excuse why we're not where we need to be at, or why we missed something, or why, and we'll put it on the timing, and we put it on something else, and we put it on lack of faith. But it's just you miss God. And this is the thing. Go ahead.
No, the reality is that I'm carnal and I want to do what I want to do.
Again, you're your own God. You're your own God. Your flesh is leading you.
Yeah, I want to do what I want to do, regardless of who's speaking to me, and particularly the Holy Spirit. And then when things go awry, then I consult the Holy Spirit to bail me out, right? And it's just living in a life that's inferior to the God conscious, right? So the carnal mind and the godly mind are at enmity with each other constantly.
Yeah.
So you've got to be living in the presence of the Lord to be able to be not only to be able to hear, but hear in detail and then begin to walk it out. Right. It's really all in the spirit.
Yeah. And I think this, because there's so many ways. There's two things that I'm thinking. Number one, what Paul says in Romans 13, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh or the lust of it. Right. Mm-hmm. But you have to put on Christ and put on who Christ is and what Christ is. And then, so that's an important, like having understanding your relationship with Christ and the Holy Spirit, it's crucial. And because then you're going to walk in the spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
Yeah.
But then the thing with God speaking to us, that he speaks in so many ways. He's trying to speak to you directly to your spirit. And this is how gracious he is. He speaks directly to you. And then this is what we do. We ignore him and we go our way. But then he takes you to his writings, his word, right? He takes you to the word of the Lord, which is Yeshua manifested in a page. And he takes you this and he's trying to speak to you this. And you're reading this and you're reading it, but you're like, well, that's for somebody else. And then if he can't get you there, he'll bring someone to you. Like God will do everything so that he can speak to you. He'll bring someone to you with a prophetic voice, with a heart of God. And I say prophetic voice because they're telling you on you and they say, man, oh, you go to somebody, it's wow. You know how many people have come to you and I, Mike? How many people? We can't count. Hey, what, you know, and we first, what is the Holy Spirit saying? Well, I feel like the Holy Spirit saying this. And then we say, well, and then they ask us over and over. And then we say, well, this. Like, no, we don't want to do that. And they do the opposite. And then they come back and say, yeah, it was that. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, the Holy Spirit spoke to you directly. You didn't listen to it. Mm-hmm. He spoke to you through his word. You didn't listen.
Yeah.
Then he spoke to you through people that are around you, because othering is part of hearing. Like being in one another, because the word does say sharp iron sharpens iron, right? Like, right? Iron sharpens iron. One man sharpens another, Proverbs 27:17. So we know that we God uses us in one another's lives. But it's like, then God's like, man, I try to speak to you directly. I try to speak to you through my word. I try to speak to you to your friends. You're still not listening.
100%. Jeremiah 6 and 10, let's read this real quick. And it's to your point, what you just shared. Jeremiah 6 and 10, to whom shall I speak and give warning? That they may what? Hear.
Yeah.
indeed their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hear. To your point. Behold, the word of the Lord is a reproach to them. They have no delight in it. I got to read that again, the first part of that. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Indeed, their ear is uncircumcised.
Or are closed. Closed. Yeah, yeah. My
that's,
say,
that's that.
But their ears are closed. Their ears are covered. They're closed.
And they cannot give heed. That is such a powerful scripture. And it's to the point that what you just made, right? That ear needs to be circumcised, right? And that ear being uncircumcised leaves you a slave to yourself. And so I believe, man, we're in a time where ears are needing to get cut off. Now, again, I'm going to go to something later on, probably when it talks about Peter cutting the ear off of Malchus. And so what that represents, because I have a different twist on it compared to how I used to think about that whole text. But I really believe that that there needs to be healing of the hearing in this time. I think there's a restoration of wholeness to the ear again for the people of God. I really believe that, because the Bible says that Jesus touched his ear and he was healed again.
Come on.
And I believe, now remember, and I'm going into it already, but
go ahead. Go
the
for
last,
it, go for
the last miracle of Jesus
was putting an E on.
That's to me, that's significant.
Yeah.
Right. And when you look at Malchus's name and what it means kingdom. The last miracle of Jesus is healing this man's ear, and the man's ear that he's healing, his name means kingdom.
Yeah.
Huh. How about that? Go back and study that, listeners, if you get a chance. It's a phenomenal text. But I believe when Peter cut the ear off of Malchus's ear, original ear, I believe he was cutting law off. And Jesus began to restore the ear of the kingdom on this man. It's not coincidence that the last miracle of Jesus is putting an ear back on the head of a man. That's how I think significant Acts chapter 2 becomes for Peter, right? And I think what has happened is for far too long, I mentioned this earlier in the first podcast, again, trauma, I think life, I think calamity, I believe religion has hardened the ears of people and covered the ears of people.
Come on.
And there's a liberation and there's a sword coming to the ears of the religious ear.
Come on, man.
And God's going to restore the ear of the kingdom on the heads of people. I really believe that with all my spirit. And so I think that's significant that when we read that, the last miracle of Jesus' life was that he restored an ear that capitalizes everything. It speaks to the importance of us being able to have an ear to hear. Again, you texted me the other day something that was significant. He that has an ear to hear. He that has an ear to hear.
He
that has an ear to hear. Malchus was a slave, by the way. He was a slave. But his name means kingdom. Very interesting.
So you always heard me, and I'm going to add it to what you're saying. Man, I love that story about, we love that story. I mean, you've talked about the story plenty of times, but I love it because Peter, in his anger, was thinking that this is the right way to do it. And he was looking at this guy as an enemy. Jesus wasn't. And what Jesus was telling him was like, no, Peter, everyone's going to have the ability to hear me. Now, you talked about in the last podcast, were talking about Eli, right? What he did with Hannah, right? He was assuming, right? There was an assumption, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here, the same way, Peter is assuming that this is Jesus' enemy. And he's assuming that it's significant that he cuts his ear off because he cuts his hearing. And here Jesus is telling him, Peter, don't assume that because this guy's arrested me, he's an enemy to me, and he's an enemy to my voice. My voice is going to be available to every human. And he represents one that you think, again, not only is a slave, but was contrary to the Jewish faith, right? Because so he's an enemy of the state, but he's not an enemy of Jesus. Mm-hmm. And what Peter's lesson that day was, oh, he's for everyone. And everyone has to have their ability. So the restoration of that ear was for that young man, we know how old he was, to understand you're always going to have the ability to hear who Jesus is and hear the voice of God. So there was a restoration of his hearing so that he can hear. Again, it's Peter's assumption that Peter's the only one in his school or the only one that can hear Jesus. Yeah. And Jesus is like, nah, my voice is for everybody. It's not only for you, Peter, and them, and he's not my enemy. And man, that's such a powerful point because now, I think, go ahead.
No, I will say that the right ear is connected to the left hemisphere of a brain.
Mm-hmm.
I try to hold back, but I'm like,
No. Let's go into it.
That's not significant. I mean, that's not insignificant. The right ear is connected to the left hemisphere of the brain. The left hemisphere of the brain includes logic, declaration, speech, memory. All of that became impaired when Malchus's ear got cut off.
Mm.
So Peter wound up ending a season of wrong information for Malchus. The purpose of our ear being circumcised, Jeremiah 6 and 10, is to now begin to have restoration of right information, truth that transcends religion.
Yeah.
See our aim with the God conscious is to be able to seek truth. What religion does is try to capture truth within that dynamic. No, truth, we worship in the spirit and the truth, it transcends religion. Right. And so now there's an opportunity for us with our ears being circumcised to now be engaged with truth. Right. And the spirit of God and the kingdom. Right. And I think there's a liberation that's happening all around the world with people who are now being able to have permission to be able to hear God for themselves. You can only, let me say it like this, Danny, you can only follow to the degree that you can hear.
Of course.
You can only follow, to your point earlier about the path, you can only follow to the degree that you're hearing.
Yeah. Remember, we said that faith comes by hearing.
Uh-oh.
Right? And we walk by faith and not by sight.
Mm-hmm.
So the mm-hmm. walk is predicated by the faith. The faith mm-hmm. only comes when your ear is intact.
Come on.
So you have to be hearing in order to walk. You Come can't on. Walk. Again, it's what oh, my friend, listen, what do we do to babes to get them to walk? We use our voice. That's come right. to me, come to me, come run. And then when we seen them right. running for the first time, we're like, what? They ran. And we don't know that our voice got them to run. I feel the Holy Ghost about to run out of here. Jesus, have mercy. And some of us are still babes crawling. Come on. Some of us are babes crawling because we don't want to hear the voice of the Father.
Mm-hmm.
But like you said earlier, when fathers begin to start speaking out mm-hmm. there, and those babies begin to start hearing that word, right? That word is being translated to an action, right? That is actually putting something into motion, right? We like I said, there's life and death in the power of the tongue.
That's right.
Why? Because we are literally are killing or putting alive. That's how powerful hearing is. And God is trying to walk on our hearing because God is saying a lot of things. That's what we don't understand. The Lord is speaking.
He's speaking.
He's speaking right now, right? The God conscience so that you can be able to walk like Jesus and be Jesus. Listen, not be something like Jesus. I got to say this, but actually be say Jesus.
It. Say it.
Not being like Jesus, but actually being Jesus to the world. And the only way that we can be Jesus to the world, be oneness with him, walk in that oneness, mm-hmm. is that we image him, but imaging starts by hearing.
Come on. Come on.
You can't on. Image. Listen, even when he created, I think about this. Think about if when God created man, the first thing he did was speak to man into existence. He mm-hmm. ruach and breath and spoke it into existence. He spoke the imagery into existence. He spoke these things. But how about if nothing would have obeyed him? Everything mm-hmm. had to obey in order to it to produce life.
Come on.
Obedience had to happen so that it can now walk. Guess what? The light had to be light. The moon had to be moon. It had needed it. It's wild how the elements listen faster than we do.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They have mm-hmm. no problem because they see him for who he is. I feel the Holy mm-hmm. Ghost because we may go into mm-hmm. something else. Like seeing him for who he is also validates his voice. And I think we have an issue of seeing God for who he is because we're too much idolizing ourselves and becoming our own God and idolizing men and letting them be God that we can't see God. So we can't see God for who he is. So we can't hear what he's saying and we can't trust what he's saying. So there's so many verticals and so many layers into hearing God.
Demons tremble. Do we tremble?
They tremble. They tremble, and then they start
hearkening. Do we hearken? That's what I'm saying. Do we hearken? What's think about this, man? This is how important hearing is. I got to say this. This just came to my heart as you were sharing. There's a boy. Jesus has this moment of being transfigured. There's a boy throwing himself in water and in fire. Right? But Jesus cast out the devil and calls it a deaf and dumb spirit.
Come on, man.
Hearing was the issue. Hearing was the issue. See, the inability to hear creates addictions.
Oh, say that again. This is one of those moments. I love it. The inability to hear creates
addictions.
Love it.
Woo!
Love it. Come on.
That's how powerful hearing is.
Come on, man.
You deaf and dumb spirit.
Come on.
Come on, man. It's the source of everything. I said this on the two podcasts ago, that our very embryos are in the shape of an ear.
Yeah.
Right? And it's, so our whole lives are wrapped around our ability to hear and the voice of God.
Come on, man. I got to read this, Doc. You're 100% correct. I got to
read
this.
Read it, man. Read it.
The whole Isaiah's Ooh. Life, if you look at, come on, maybe we just want to run out of here. Isaiah's life is about hearing God. If you go read the whole book of Isaiah, Isaiah is about hearing, and he talks a lot about hearing. And I love it because we will read Isaiah, and this is what, how many times you and I have done this, and we've read it like this, and people read it like this, but they read Isaiah 6, and they go to this part, verse 8. Then I heard the voice of the Lord saying, whom shall I send, and who will go for us? Then I say, here I am, send me. And he said, go and tell this people. Right? And then it says, keep on listening, but you do not understand. So he's telling, this is what you got to tell the people. You are listening, but you're not understanding. You're not hearing what I'm saying. You keep on looking, but you're not. But here, we love this part. Man, we have conferences, right? That says, whom shall I send? But you got to see what happens before he hears the voice of the Lord. What happens? In the year of King Uzziah, death, I saw the Lord sitting on the throne, lofty and exalted, and the train of his robe filling his temple. So here, he is seeing God for who he is, for the Holy Ghost. He's seeing God for who he is. The seraphim was standing above him, each having six wings, with two each covered his faces, and within two each covered the feet. And this is the beginning of Isaiah. And Isaiah is telling them, and they crying out, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty. The earth is full of his glory. And the foundations of the threshold trembled at the voice of him who called out while the temple was filling with smoke. Then I said, so he saw God for who he is. And I talked about this in the last podcast, the surrender aspect. He said, then I said, woe is me, for I am a man of unclean lips. Hallelujah. And live among a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King of the Lord. So he was able to see God for who he is. He's able to surrender. Then of the seraphims flew to his mouth in the burning coal. Then he was touched by the fire, the coal. Then one of the seraphims flew to me with a burning coal in his hands, which he had taken from the altar with the thongs. And he touched my mouth with it and said, behold, this has touched your lips and your guilt is taken away. So here he sees God for who he is, for the Holy Spirit. He sees God for who he is. He surrenders fully. He gets touched by the fire. The fire brings him to full sonship because he says, your guilt is taken away. And then he's ready to hear. Then I heard the voice of the Lord. Something about seeing God for who he is gets us to hear the word of the Lord. My goodness. Mm. Stop me because I want to read something
man,
else.
Let me man,
go ahead.
No, I was going to say, man should not live by bread alone.
Yeah.
But by every word that is proceeding, the King James says proceeds out of the mouth of God. But the better translation is proceeding. Meaning that God is always speaking. Are we in a posture? Or are we in a position to hear? And I think we need to begin to foster and incubate environments where we have permission to be able to hear the heart of God, the voice of God, and then begin to flow in that, right? Because when I begin to hear the Holy Spirit begin to give me instructions and I don't do it, delayed obedience is disobedience.
It's disobedience, come on.
And so there's a lot of people who walk around, and I was guilty of this in myself even, of like having a pocket full of seeds.
Mm.
Just collecting revelation, but never actually putting it into the ground and sowing that and letting that word blossom and grow into the manifestation. But what we do is we collect revelation, collect, and then we have a pocket. Our pockets are bulging with revelation seeds that we never plant.
And nothing's springing up. There's nothing living. We don't see we don't see the effects of it. We just collect.
People can't eat from your fruit. They can't eat from what you sow.
But it has because to be buried. It has to be buried, Doc. The seed has to be buried. Come on,
the kingdom. The kingdom has to. That's another topic for another day.
It has to be right? Buried.
And so, what we have to realize is that people all around the country, all around the nations, are going to eat from our obedience. See, they eat from the planting of the seed that we sow.
Yeah.
The revelation that we begin to plant into the ground that winds up growing up is for the nations to be able to eat from. Oh, I feel that, man, strongly. So when I'm delaying to obey God, I'm delaying breakthrough for my brother and my sister.
Yeah.
Woo! I'm delaying illumination for the nations because I refuse to be able to plant the seed of revelation that God gave me. And so we got to be able to position ourselves like Samuel, who began to lay and sleep by the Ark of the Covenant. Ark of the Covenant.
He was resting by the Ark.
He was resting in the presence of God. Jacob had his head on a pillar that was a pillow.
He was resting.
Go study that when you get a chance. He had a revelation from
ascending and descending. The ladder.
There we go. There we go. There we go.
I want to read this. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
I want to read this thing because this is the last thing I'm going to say. I'm going to read this. Isaiah. So I'm going to end with Isaiah. Isaiah 6 is this revelation of Isaiah seeing God for who he is, surrendering, getting touched by his fire, getting affirmed as a son and hearing. But Isaiah 55, it says, "You there, everyone who thirsts, come to the waters." Which you talk about, the healing to the nations, mm-hmm. a revelation that the tree will be the healing to the nations. Isaiah, Psalms 1, that the leaf would never wither. Ezekiel 47, right? That those will be healing waters and the trees will be healing for the nations. I feel that. You have money, come, buy and eat. Come, buy wine and milk without money and without cost. Meaning, you used to pay for this, but you don't have to pay for it anymore. Why do you spend money for what is not bread? To what you're talking about, the seeds. Why? Mm-hmm. And your wages for what does not satisfy. Listen carefully to me, says God.
Mm-hmm.
And eat what is good and delight yourself in abundance. Incline your ear and come to me. Listen that you may live. Your life depends on hearing God.
Mm-hmm.
Everything that you are and everything that God has called you to be as an image bearer of Christ, being Christ on the earth, to what your point is, the more image bearing, the more fruit that you look like Jesus, the more that you look like what Galatians tells us, right? For the fruit of the Spirit mm-hmm. is love, is kindness, gentleness, patience, self-control, right? Faithfulness, all this is seen because this is how Jesus looked, right? But it starts out with Can I hear the Holy Spirit? Can I understand? I'm not moving here until I do hear you. It is wow how we don't wrestle with things long enough. We don't sit in things long enough. We want to get an answer tomorrow. We want to get an answer next week. We're going to, and sometimes God, again, God is still waiting for us to do what we did 20 years ago instead of giving us something new. But sometimes we don't just want to wrestle to listen because God has to work on our hearing. And part of that is really wrestling and spending time in his presence so that he can work on it. And sometimes things just take time.
That's exactly right.
Things take time, you know what I mean? And spending time with the Lord, whether you think he's listening, you and I were talking about this earlier, you know, praying and spending time. It doesn't have to be the same every day. It doesn't have, but know that your day is, our ears are always open. I could say that. You know, we walk around with, again, worship is a part of that surrender. Worship is a part, right? We walk around worshiping and getting in the presence of God and moving in the presence. We walk around doing this so that our ears could always be open. Now, if you haven't disciplined yourself to having that ear, then stay in a room. See, I'm crazy enough to think of old school. Stay in the room until he does talk.
I think it's essential, man. I think, Danny, again, man, I'm speaking to my own self when I say this, man. We just don't trust hearing as much as we trust reading. There is more stock in what we read compared to what we hear.
Yeah.
Right? And I've learned that direction is easily received if transition is properly discerned. I'm going to say that again. Direction is easily received if transition is properly discerned. Because we by nature take on the path of least resistance. We don't like detours.
That's why we use Waze. That's why we use Waze.
Listen, I live in the city of Columbus. I'm born and raised in the city of Columbus. You know what I do? I use Waze.
Isn't that wild?
Why? Because we want to be able to avoid resistance.
We don't want to. Dude, first of all, this remember. So I do want to keep you talking. So keep on talking. But I want to put a pause on this for a second and remember, we talked about this earlier. Our next podcast has to be going through things. Like the fact of trauma, the fact of going through things, building safety. Go ahead. Yes, and amen. But I want to say that next podcast, we just got to touch on that a little bit and stay on that part of hearing and dealing with the trauma and dealing to resistance that we don't like. Go ahead.
No. I feel like we have to understand this from a macro standpoint, that God is committed to your development, not to just your comfort. I'm going to say that again. God is committed to your development, not just your comfort. See, God wants us to get out of the mirage of comfort, which is actually more uncomfortable than where he wants to take us.
It's very uncomfortable.
Oh, my God, yeah. Oh, my God, yeah. You just said it. You know? So we've got to be able to have a deepening. And I mean this, we also say a deepening of sensitivity to the heart of God, to the voice of God. We have to. It's the only way we can be able to not only live, but live abundant lives. It's through the hearing of God's voice. I came that you might have life and have it more abundantly.
Yeah.
Which is a result of hearing.
The word is a lamp.
Yeah. And what we've heard in the systematic system or the religious system is a lot of motivation. But motivation is not revelation, because revelation brings transformation.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Took the words out of my mouth. We're not seeing the fruit of transformation with it, right? We're not seeing the maturity of the body, and that's the honest conversation. What we have done has not worked because we have not seen maturity in our lives, literally imaging Jesus on the earth.
We're seeing people week after week being motivated, which I think motivation is really, really good and it has a place. But motivation doesn't bring transformation.
But in order to grow, you have to go through growing pains. Again, I want to hear the whole podcast on growing pains. I really do. Because I think you have to go through growing pains that we, especially in our country that I love, I'm loved that I was born here, but we definitely do everything we can not to go through pain.
Yeah.
And sometimes, yeah. I mean, I know this from my daughter. My daughter, she had, I think, 4 surgeries. I have to ask my wife. My oldest daughter had to go like 4 ear surgeries in order to get her hearing right. And all the time was painful for her to go through those surgeries. Even as an adult, she went through a surgery not so long ago, last year, I think, another surgery. But all of it so that she could hear better. And even though she knew that she had to go through those things, everything about it was worth it because she knew she was going to hear better.
Mm-hmm.
Right there, I feel the Holy Ghost. The faith that was standing in front of her, the light in the end of the tunnel was that I get to hear better. I get to hear better.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that is driving us in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
That I get to hear more and I get to hear better.
Mm-hmm.
And I think with this these podcasts in the next couple of weeks and the next couple of podcasts, it's us pushing the body. We have to hear more, right? Because the earth is travailing for the mature sons of God. The earth is literally waiting. The earth has been dying since Adam. And Jesus resurrected to bring life. So earth itself is waiting for permission to live because of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right, that's a deeper conversation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a deeper conversation. When you understand that your earth is waiting for you to give it permission to live. But you got to get permission to live because you got to live.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. But you can't live without. Remember, he said that you may listen to me that you will live. That's what God said. Listen to me that you may live. We're looking at the decay of the earth, and we're thinking that's the end result of the earth. The end result of the earth is the new heavens and new earth. This is the kingdom where we're gonna where Yeshua is reigning and will reign and establish this kingdom fully.
Mm-hmm.
So don't get it twisted. We were left in charge of it. We can reverse the decay if we then reversed our thinking about ourselves and our mm-hmm. maturity and what Christ really meant for us to be on the earth.
Yep. I'm with you 1,000%. The nations, the culture is desperate for the voice of God. Desperate. And we have to begin to depend on the voice of God with reckless abandon. Our very next move in life is dependent upon the voice of God, the involvement of God's voice. That's how we have to see life. I can't make a move. I can't be premature. I can't do anything beyond hearing the heart of God.
Yeah.
And that sensitivity comes from walking in the God conscious. It comes from walking in the spirit. It comes from devotion. It comes from meditation. It comes from all the things that we were saying earlier about prayer, right? And seeking the heart of God and being in position and posture to be able to be in the presence of the Lord. It all comes from that, right? Because if not, I'm going to do my own thing.
Yeah.
Right? I'm going to just do my own thing. Because I don't bathe and I don't long and I don't, you know, I don't soak in the presence of the Lord. That just has to happen, right? So this was an incredible podcast.
Man, so good. I want to end it with this reading real quick because you said this earlier, but I want to read it. It's in Luke 23:44, and it was now about the 6th hour, and darkness came over the entire land until the 9th hour because the sun stopped shining and the veil of the temple was torn in two. And Jesus crying out with a loud voice, Father, into your hands I entrust my spirit. You said it earlier. The veil's been ripped. The invitation is put.
Absolutely. 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 Absolutely.
I agree with you. Incredible prophet. Man, there's so much.
Oh, yeah.
I want another hour of this.
He that has an ear to hear. What the Spirit is saying.
Man, wow. I'm looking forward. We hopefully we get into some growing pains and going through some things.
We got to grow up. We got to grow up. I agree with you, Dan.
And how that helps our hearing. So we love you guys. We can't wait till next week. We'll talk to you soon.
Thank you for listening to this podcast from The Wave Ministries. Visit thewavecolumbus.com for more information.